Chapter 16. One afternoon, as Mameha and I were strolling across the Shizhou Avenue Bridge to pick up some new hair ornaments in the Pontocho district, for Mameha never liked the shop selling hair ornaments in Gion, she came to a stop suddenly. An old tugboat was puffing its way beneath the bridge. I thought Mameha was just concerned about the black fumes, but after a moment, she turned to me with an expression I couldn't quite understand. "What is it, Mameha-san?" I asked. "I may as well tell you, because you'll hear it from someone else," she said. "Your little friend Pumpkin has just won the Apprentice's Award. It's expected she'll win it a second time as well." Mameha was referring to an award for the apprentice who'd earned the most during the previous month. It may seem strange that such an award existed, but there's a very good reason. Encouraging apprentices to earn as much as possible helps shape them into the sort of geisha who will be most appreciated in Gion, that is to say, the ones who will earn a lot not only for themselves, but for everyone else, too. Several times, Mameha had predicted that Pumpkin would struggle along for a few years and end up the sort of geisha with a few loyal customers, none of them wealthy, and little else. It was a sad picture, and I was pleased to learn that Pumpkin was doing better than that. But at the same time, I felt anxiety prickling at my stomach. Pumpkin now seemed to be one of the most popular apprentices in Gion, while I remained one of the most obscure. When I began to wonder what it might mean for my future, the world around me honestly seemed to grow dark. The most astonishing thing about Pumpkin's success, as I stood there on the bridge thinking about it, was that she'd managed to surpass an exquisite young girl named Reha, who'd won the award the past several months. Reha's mother had been a renowned geisha, and her father was a member of one of Japan's most illustrious families, with almost limitless wealth. Whenever Reha strolled past me, I felt as a simple smelt must feel when a silver salmon glides by. How had Pumpkin managed to outdo her? Hatsumomo had certainly pushed her from the very day of her debut, so much that she'd begun to lose weight lately and hardly looked herself. But regardless of how hard Pumpkin may have worked, could she really have grown more popular than Reha? "Oh, now really," said Mameha. "Don't look so sad. You ought to be rejoicing." "Yes, it's very selfish of me," I said. "That isn't what I mean. Hatsumomo and Pumpkin will both pay dearly for this apprentice's award. In 5 years, no one will remember who Pumpkin is." "It seems to me," I said, "that everyone will remember her as the girl who passed Reha." "No one has surpassed Reha. Pumpkin may have earned the most money last month, but Reha is still the most popular apprentice in Gion. Come, I'll explain." Mameha led me to a tea room in the Pontocho district and sat me down.